AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. A U.S. judge has issued an order stopping the deportation of the family of the Egyptian man charged in the Boulder firebombing. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a Texas abortion case where the actions of the hospital violated the law.
A federal investigation found that a Texas hospital that repeatedly sent a woman home who was bleeding and in pain without ending her non-viable, life-threatening pregnancy violated the law. It's a small victory for 36-year-old Kylie Thurman. Thurman lost part of her reproductive system. Women around the country have been denied emergency abortions for their life-threatening pregnancies after states swiftly enacted abortion restrictions in response to a 2022 ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. Guidance issued by the Biden administration in 2022 sought to preserve access to emergency abortions in extreme cases. Tuesday, the Trump administration announced it would revoke that guidance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department is also looking to block a Texas law that has for decades given college students without legal residency in the U.S. access to reduced in-state tuition rates. It's the latest effort by the Trump administration to crack down on immigration in the country. President Trump says Russia's Vladimir Putin told him that his country will respond to the Ukrainian attack on its airfields. In a video call to a meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country needs more air defenses and weaponry to push Moscow towards real peace talks.
We have no doubt that we can push Russia toward peace. But for that, we must continue to pressure Moscow with all available tools and step by step make its aggression meaningless.
The United States vetoed a UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza because it was not linked to the release of hostages. This is AP News. A Washington man is under arrest, charged in connection with a California fertility clinic bombing. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The FBI says Daniel Park provided chemical explosives to Guy Edward Bartkus, an antinatalist who was killed during the bombing of a Palm Springs, California fertility clinic in May. U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley.
Mr. Park, who shares Bartkus' extremist beliefs, is accused of shipping approximately 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate, an explosive precursor commonly used to construct homemade bombs, to Bartkus.
He says the Seattle man supplied another 90 pounds of explosive material and was hands-on. The FBI says the pair met on chat forums devoted to antinatalism, the theory that opposes childbirth. Audio courtesy ABC7 Los Angeles, I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.